Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
He's Tim Bett. I'm Guy Montgomery, and this, well, this is a dumpster. Together, we're best known for watching bad movies too often. But as the world turns to custard, we got a new thing going on.
We want to create the world's first ever trillionaire, and then swiftly remove the world's first ever trillionaire, dispersing their funds to humanity at large.
We're taking your ideas, pitching them against each other until we find one winner.
Welcome to Killionaire.
Welcome to Killionaire, a concept show where we're trying to fundraise to get one human being to $1 trillion net worth and then disperse the $1 trillion by some sort of mechanism of removing that $1 trillion from the person. Maybe there's end of life involved.
That's right.
I guess we'll find out.
Traditionally, that is how we extricate the money, but anything is possible. Mm. We are joined for today's episode by the brilliant Harley. Harley Wake, hello, can you hear us?
I definitely can. Kia ora.
That is a weight off our shoulders. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.
Harley will be competing against Crumb.
Crumb, how are you doing?
Great, real good.
Incredible.
Loving it, loving life.
So we've got that classic sort of understated New Zealand approach to conversation. Thank you for joining us both.
I'll tell you what's happening now. I've written down a number on a sheet of paper. That number is between 1 and 1 trillion. Harley, I'm going to ask you to go first to guess a number, and whomever guesses the closest will get to decide the order of pitches.
Chill as. My number is going to be 420,666.69.
Phenomenal.
That's very good.
And Crumb, your submission, please.
Two.
Okay.
Okay, very good. All right, let me just do the math on who's closer. It's one to a trillion. Okay, well, I picked 721, so Crumb, bizarrely, is closer on two.
Which was, I think, objectively speaking, a horseshit guess. But Crumb, you have the power. Would you like to pitch first or second?
I would like to pitch. I'll pitch second. Come with that.
Sounds good.
Outstanding.
In that case, Crumb, please patiently wait on the line. And Harley, in your own time, we would love to hear your ideas.
Fantastic. Let's get a slideshow going, actually.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Welcome to Operation Drug Butt. Drugs really unquestionably get Bezos onto trillionaire status tonight. A five-step process to create and kill a trillionaire. Weed Globe. All right, the product. Presenting the next fitness weed sensation, hitting the perfect spot between the rising interest between athletes and weed edibles. Witnessing today... Thick bisque. Feel the bank. Now, this is really important. Do y'all see all the details on this wonderful mascot drawn by Andrew Acid on Instagram?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I do. I see weed. I see... Is it thick? Tattooed on cookies?
I see
muscular arms.
A row of teeth. I see a sparkle and a dimple. I see what appear to be chocolate chips, veins upon the arms of the muscles, and a weed tattoo.
Fantastic. I'm glad y'all are seeing all the details here. And if you've confirmed you see all the details, let's move on. All right. The Feel the Good. 24 grams of protein per serving. All essential vitamins and nutrients for a balanced diet. Vegan, no animal products. And most importantly, 24 milligrams of THC. The perfect 1-to-1 ratio of THC and protein. This dummy thick bisque is going to get you both dummy baked, dummy nourished, and dummy thick muscles. the fucking strong. All right. Feel the 12 rad flavors, the irresistible flavors that Bezos won't be able to resist not buying up for Amazon. We have Yum Fudgeable Toking Brownie, Red Rum Velvet Raisin, Zucchini Killer, Dark Side Cherry Almond, Black Metal Currant, Mocha She Wrote, which I have right here. I'd have to stop sharing my screen, but I'll show y'all after. A Lavender Raspberry Pie, Umazan Ube, Man Go Into Space While I Were Murder Him Because There Are No Laws in Space Preventing Me From Doing So, Pineapple I'll Take You Down With Me Cake, Durian Durian, and Hokey Pokey Yum. All right. Feel the contractual obligation. This is where the kingpin becomes reborn here. Because when Jeff Bezos buys this company for only 4,266.69 New Zealand dollars for a 99.9 stake in the company, brand and all, he will actually be reading the small print here, which reads, I hereby, with the purchase of Wakes Bakes LLC, agree to make a sincere and genuine commitment to the international documentation of all illicit drugs, which are currently illegal in every country on Earth within the next 169 weeks and make them purchasable on Amazon. So, y'all are thinking, how is that going to work? Well, I have to inform you, Tim Bat and Guy Montgomery, it worked on you! In this little cookie here, on that fine little detail, which I did ask, do you see all the details? And you did confirm, yes. It says, I/we, Tim Bat and our guy Montgomery, have simply by looking at this, the mask are a thick bisque, oh my god, are 100% agreeing and committing to the idea presented. And we cannot back out. It's happening. We're killing a trillionaire through the decriminalization of all drugs with this product. Unless, I say... I/we say that's definitely the world's strongest edible with the muscle arms, but this just isn't the deal for us. Within the 10 seconds of Harley Wake asking, can you see all the details? So you have agreed to take on this idea and are doubling down by this, having this read to you. Next, why this works as a plan? Because of the fact that the illicit drug trade is between like 450 to $680 billion for the global GDP. It connects to Amazon's $1.6 trillion net worth already, and becomes a cash boon for Bezos after requiring the thick bisque and then decriminalizing all the sorts of the drugs because he is now contractually obligated to make an effort within the next 169 weeks, and thus he becomes the world's first trillionaire. So, how do we kill him? He is going to feel the burn to usurp the emperor in a time of celebration. For becoming the first trillionaire, we take the first acid trip in space. And with that, I shall take the helm and fly him into the sun. Thus ends the reign of the Icarus trillionaire.
Wow. Harley.
Jesus.
That was undeniably... very, very impressive.
Powerful stuff.
Not least because within the first few minutes of the presentation, I was thinking, this is all well and good, but I feel like you're using quite a niche podcast to promote a genuine product that you have a vested stake in.
This is right?
Does this brand exist in the real world?
I'm at the corporate headquarters right now. This is the building I own for my company.
Oh my god. So thick bisque is real. This is the first pitch we've had so far, and we've had a few, where this is taking an idea that's already been, you know, actuated in the real world, if that's the word. It exists in physical form, and this is just about propelling it further. This is really cool.
Yeah, so I suppose the first thing to get the hooks into Bezos is we need to ensure that this is a tantalizing, profitable, because he only sees profit, I imagine. This is a profitable enough and promising enough company that he will invest. And in doing so, in absorbing the company into Amazon, he will be legally bound to decriminalize all drugs. Now, Jeff Bezos, I imagine, is a little sharper than Tim and I. He's probably got a room full of high-powered lawyers job it is to scan through every slide in a document and read the fine print.
We fell right into your trap.
Yeah.
So credit to you, Harley. You got us. You fucking got us.
Thank you.
How do you ensure that Jeff falls into the exact same trap that we did? Jeff and his lawyers.
That is the best question to ask, considering that is the lurch, the pin in all of this operation. You see, there are several tactics in order to do so, such as placing the text in a way that appears on the screen undetectable to Amazon's bots, with spacing it out significantly, but not significantly enough to become legally unrecognizable, you know. There's a certain aptitude that it does fit in. This totally actual fact in my totally actual headquarters that I totally actually own for this not comedy podcast, wink. It definitely is comedy. So, with all the legal loopholes, like, you know, tested against the Amazon bots by getting them to buy a bunch of random shell companies I own, if it succeeds with that one shell company, boom, we go in for the kill with this really good edible, guys. I'm telling you, I've been eating these for literally, it's the only thing I eat. That's maybe hashtag the autism.
You're like those people who come onto Shark Tank just to basically do an ad on TV. Yeah. And to be honest, I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic use of the platform.
I like the slightly amoral interpretation of US contract law, which means that we could finally get one on Bezos and, you know, rake him over the coals.
I got to be honest, I've heard enough. Like that was an incredibly convincing presentation.
No,
I don't have any questions.
No further questions either. We'll put you on mute and we'll now pivot to Crumb, who very sort of valiantly and generously chose to go second. I imagine, unless you've got something insane prepared as well, that might have been quite an intimidating experience.
What an absolute disaster. Well, beautiful. That was a truly amazing pitch. First off, I'd like to say, where do we live? We live in the golden age of television. Do we not? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the post-Game of Thrones era, we're looking for that next big hit. The thing that everybody wants their eyeballs glued to. Quite recently, Bezos made a show down here in New Zealand. It will not work. One word, sabotage. I went into every single tent. Every single day on set was I just caused absolute mayhem. I cut a lot of cables. I threw a lot of cameras into the ocean.
They production are so behind. That. Mm.
It's completely blown out of order. So, only because they're making the wrong thing. What does the internet love since the dawn of time?
Pornography.
Cats.
Oh, and cats.
Yes, cats.
Both.
Cats.
Separately,
cats and
both.
Pornography. Yes. I bring to you something that's never been seen before. Cats in a hospital setting. I'm talking minxes with scalpels in their hands. I'm talking tabbies who are wheeling those little hospital beds through corridors. I'm talking interpersonal relationships. Have you seen Scrubs? Have you seen House? Haven't seen it with cats, have you? No. There'll be a lot of dancing. There'll be a lot of meowing. Now, here's where the money is made, all right? During the entire show, there'll be a number on screen which you can call live, and the characters will pick up the phone. It costs money to do this, obviously, and there'll be a tally at the bottom of the screen of how much money has been donated and how much money has been generated. Once that hits $1 trillion, there's a cameo from our boy, Jeff Bezos. He comes on screen. He's one of the patients. They say he's got to go into surgery. He's wheeled on in a trolley. It's open heart surgery. It becomes a snuff TV show. Inside of his chest, dollar bills. That's right. The number on the TV screen changes to a place where anyone can access a small proportion of this $1 trillion.
just like that. His money is sent out into the world.
Wow.
Are we able to ask? Are we still going, Crumb, or can we ask questions now?
Crumb's just taking a moment for Crumb.
Sorry.
That's beautiful. Just,
yeah. Well, I think we're meant to say that, but you tell us when you're ready for our input. Crumb.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
That's beautiful, Crumb.
Yeah. Crumb, first of all, you did a lot of sabotage on an Amazon production recently in New Zealand.
To be applauded. We want to recognise that and congratulate you on it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You see a weakness, or you see a vulnerability, or you see a chink in Jeff Bezos' armour with respect to his desire to break into the world of prestige television.
Absolutely.
That is the basis for your idea.
Yes.
You want to make a TV show built around cats. So in the world of the show, where this is a very popular show, you're assuming?
Undoubtedly.
I got a little bit lost between the connection with the Cats TV show and the Money Counter.
It's sort of a telethon component where it'll be shot live and there'll be telephones on screen at all time. And if you pay a certain amount of money, you can call live to the cat characters.
And it's a sort of crumb rule from New Zealand, similar to Shortland Street. It's sort of a hospital set procedural drama starring cats, though, which would be the twist. And that transitions into reality television once we get $1 trillion
donated.
Cameo there. Now, my question centers around this fact.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you anticipate it taking to get to $1 trillion on the tally of people ringing in?
Months.
Okay, so what level of donations and how constant do you think the donations will be to get us to that point? And also, I'm assuming the $1 trillion is Jeff Bezos' net worth and not the number of donations that have been made to the show itself.
Well, it's a direct funnel. So anybody calling in or donating, it goes directly to a bank account held by Jeff. That is made pretty clear all the time.
I guess that would explain why Jeff would jump on the show, because in effect he's sort of being paid to it's an appearance fee, and quite a healthy one at that, at $1 trillion. So that takes
he doesn't
a
know
of
he
questions.
Doesn't know that he's going to die, though. That is a surprise,
of course. He probably wouldn't, you know, you'd assume he wouldn't come on the show if he knew he was going to be executed.
The tabbies, the tabby orderlies, what sort of responsibilities do these cats have in the hospital? Are we to believe that they're dealing with human patients normally, or is it sort of Disney's Cars, but for cats, whereby cats are looking after cats, maybe even using cats in the operation
real,
as machinery?
They're real cats, right? These are just cats.
These are cats.
Are the cats operating
trained
on
cats?
Are they performing medical procedures on humans or on other cats?
Real people.
And they're succeeding.
Jeff Bezos will be the only human. They will be doing procedures on other cats. It's essentially 99% cats.
It's cats on cats.
Jeff Bezos. I'm assuming the show also follows the personal lives of the cats, the comings and goings of their romantic partners, families, whatever challenges they might face in life, the ups and downs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
The joys, the hopes, the losses.
Yeah. I really like the distribution idea. I think the immediacy and the sort of generous immediate equal distribution accessible to all is to be applauded. And I feel like I actually have no further questions to you, Tim.
I've just got one final question. There was, and apologies if I've misunderstood here, Crumb, but my understanding is we've got Bezos doing the open heart surgery on him, and I might have believed that his chest cavity is just filled with cash.
So
that's the case now.
Bills. He came in with that, or is that what happens?
That's
when
right. No, that's just a fact.
Okay.
Yeah. He just has lots of money inside of his chest cavity, just for safekeeping, I think.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well, no further questions for you, Crumb. What we will do now is mute both of you and ourselves as we break off to have a private conversation. Stay on the line, please. About the merits of both of your ideas and announce or decide upon a winner, an idea that will be going forward in the competition.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So we've got, again, two very contrasting pitches. We've got Crumb's embrace of a variety of different parts of life that are coming to the fore, namely prestige television, the ongoing love of cats. And I suppose he's also incorporating, you know, parts of a telethon, which is a bit of a nostalgia kick. It's really quite kitschy, but people do enjoy that kind of thing still.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we have what was a simultaneously genuine business proposal and a legal loophole through which we can completely exploit.
I feel like investing, no matter what way we decide. Was it Thick Bisque?
Thick Bisque, yeah.
Thick Bisque seems
legit. I like what Crumb's describing, and it's a show I'd watch, but to my eyes and ears, there's a one logical choice for which idea will be going forward here.
I know, I hear what you're saying, but like, I don't know, there's just, it was a whirlwind of information and breathtaking marketing and persuasive speech.
And from materials, Harvey. Yeah, absolutely.
But there's like an X factor with Crumb, with his idea, so earnestly discussing these things that humans sort of fall for, you know, like cats. It's like a fatal flaw of humans. He understands that about us.
I don't disagree, but I think, and look, again, I'd love to watch it, but I can't totally comprehend the functionality of the TV show itself. So the cats, they're dressed like people dress in hospitals.
Hold on, we better ask actually, because that seems kind of important. Sorry, Crumb, we've just got one final little
detail. We're still talking,
detail.
We just have to... Are the cats in the show, are they wearing clothes? What are they?
Yeah, they're wearing scrubs.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the cats are dressed as people.
Yeah.
And they're trained cats. I just feel like the pipeline from conception to execution is going to take... There are no cats that are trained.
I think you're right. I want to see the show.
Yeah.
I'm desperate to see Crumb's idea come into the world.
Let's get on the line and tell him as much.
But you're right. It's Harley. It's Harley up and down. North, south, east to west.
Yeah.
It's Harley. Okay. Do you want to...
I'll tell them.
Okay.
Harley and Crumb, welcome back into the room. Thank you so much for bearing with us there. We had an invigorating and enlightening discussion about the, you know, the concepts that you both brought to us. Crumb, it's agreed upon that this is a show we look forward to watching. And
I think it's dynamite. It's rock solid.
Yeah.
You
got it over the line with the scrubs. And Harley, what you put in front of us was an absolute whirlwind of, you know, whiz-bang marketing and know-how about the US legal system, which engendered a sense of confidence in your idea that is to be lauded.
And feared.
Yeah. And it is for that reason that we are going to be pursuing the Thick bisque idea, the the knowledge of contract law, and you know this sounds like a reasonable means to which to get Jeff Bezos over $1 trillion. So congratulations to you, Harley.
Harley, you've taken this round of Killionaire. Crumb, I'm so sorry.
I need to buy up ad space on Crumb's show because that sounds like the most phenomenal cat drama of all time, even above Cats.
Yeah.
Listen, it will be, but it will not be for Jeff Bezos now. I'll take this one to Elon, I think.
Okay. Okay. Well,
sounds good.
I see a big future in that, Crumb, and no hard feelings, I should hope, because we're really excited to see this show in which cats are running a hospital and a telethon. And eventually,
hearing you say it out loud, it's just so good.
It does feel like a bit of a miss that we've passed on it. But our decisions are final. Thank you both so much for your time. And we'll be seeing you online and in person. I don't know what the future holds.
Potentially in court, depending on whether or not everyone agrees with us that this is indeed a comedy podcast.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you on the other side.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Peace out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.